Yeah, nah, but because like I know, okay, so because it's getting different out here, like so, like you know, yes, you could dress like a guy or whatever like that, you know, straight jeans, you know, shirt, hoodie, whatever, hat, whatever, but are you painting your nails? Do you put on makeup? Like
no, none of that.
Jay different. He just like fucking niggas.
That's what he said.
Okay, the most, as far as makeup, the most I do is put on like mascara. Now, don't get me wrong. The fact that I have on this mask, my eyelashes are flourishing, my twist out is laid, skinny jeans are fitting just right. You might think I'm a woman, but the fact that some people say sir and some people say ma'am, I feel like some people know and some people don't. But I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like some people know and some people don't. That part I don't get.
Like the guy that was on the phone trying to be placed where you were.
Okay.
What?
His wife in the background.
Nah, what? Huh? Huh?
Maybe.
A nigga wife was in the background. What?
Yeah. Okay. So in my job, I do have to call people to set them up with a start date. So I made the call to the gentleman to, you know, get him set up to go to work. Yeah. And he was like, well, are you, he said, which location would be better? Are you going to be there? I was like, no, I'm not going to be there. Well, are you going to be at the other location? No, I'm not going to be there. Oh, you just work in office. Yeah. Are you going to stop by and see me? I might occasionally. But I know his wife was in the background because as I was giving the information, she was the one writing it down. She was the one asking me to repeat, when does he start? What time he needs to be there? So she's right there.
Hold on. It's just one of those situations.
Those are something like blink signals or something.
Right,
like,
right. He could have just been unemployed for a real long time, and he was just excited, like, I'm about to get a job, man.
And he could have been. And I typically try not to read anything into any situation. Unless you come to me and say you're into me or you're attracted to me. To me, you're straight. I'm oblivious. I don't want no parts of it because I don't want to offend you. I ain't trying to have no beef with nobody. I mean, but if this is what you want, you can get it. But we're not trying to go there. I just want to be cool with everybody, keep it copacetic. So if you don't push up on me, I'm not going to push up on you.
Shit, I read between the lines like a motherfucker.
And I don't. I don't, because God some damn. People are just comfortable with themselves and just say shit. So I don't know. I don't read too much into it.
All right, so check this out. How do you feel about, like, transgenders and things of the nature? Do you think...
Yeah. I don't want to offend anybody, so I'd rather just not talk about it.
Yo, we've probably been offending people this whole hour.
You know what? You're probably right. Okay, so here's my opinion. Don't get me wrong. I do feel like there is a woman inside of me. Yes, I feel like life would have been easier as a woman. However... Again, with me having brought up in church, I feel like God made me, he put me in the vessel that he wanted me in. So who am I to go and alter it? But not to knock anybody who's living their life as comfortable as they would like to. Make whatever decision you got to make for you. I don't personally agree with it, but you got to do what you got, what's best for you.
Okay. So how do you
feel
about...
Are you attracted to transgender?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Are you attracted to other gay men?
Other feminine guy?
Other gay men.
That was your...
You gotta specify.
Of course I'm attracted to gay men. Yeah. You definitely have to specify.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Of course I'm attracted to gay men. But are you asking specifically about other feminine gay men? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you can see a straight nigga and be like, that nigga sexy. You know, I don't know how y'all talk. Like, you that nigga sexy. I mean, how would you say it?
Because they have, like, mad different names.
Right,
like,
right.
Y'all have old names.
Can you give us the rundown of all the, like, the slogans and names and shit? That would be very educational to us all.
Listen, I'm going to tell you now, I'm probably not the best person to give you that vocabulary rundown because I'm not that involved in the gay community.
Hold up. What you mean not that involved?
I'm not that involved. I told you I can count on one hand how many gay friends I have. I don't live my life a certain way because I'm gay. I just do me.
So is this levels to this shit?
I mean,
level 1 gay.
right. It's a degree.
Are you serious about this?
Hold on. Hold on. Let me clarify this for the audience. Because I know we may sound ignorant. This is because we don't know. But you just position something like it's degrees to gayness. You know
I'm
what I'm talking about?
That, but just like a straight person can be a recluse and just prefers to not deal with a lot of people.
Amen.
A gay person can do the same. I just don't like fucking with a lot of people. In my experiences, feminine gay guys are not the best route for me to take because it's not going to end well. So I just don't do it.
right. How do you feel? All right. So I'm pretty sure you heard the situation before. I need answers. So I'm pretty sure you heard the situation before. Tell me, is this gay or not? Or do you believe that what he was saying is true? Tank.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Awesome.
Tank said it's not gay if you suck a dick or two. He said just like trying something that you don't like. If you really like it, you like it. But if you don't like it, you need to try it and say you don't like it. That'll make you gay. So do you believe that's gay if he sucked a dick?
Yes. But even if I were to believe that, okay, you tried it the first time, the fact that you said suck a dick or two, if you did it the second time, then that definitely makes you gay.
Wait. So the first time a dick in your mouth don't make you gay?
I said even if I were to agree with that theory that you could suck a dick or two and not be gay, okay, I might give you the first one.
How? Go ahead.
No.
How?
I mean, me Let personally, I can't. To me, first, I done told you. To me, if you have one dick in your mouth, you're gay. That's just me. But right. if I were to just get on this boat that you could do it once, okay, I tried it. It was a spur of the moment. Okay, maybe. Maybe. But the second time, I can't give it to you that second time. I'm sorry.
You know what? It's not for me. It's just not for me.
And I mean, we could flip it too, because you got like the Tank and the Malik Yoba with the transsexual, and then you know we got the latest version with the Jimmy Smacks. I'm not sure you know Instagram or anything like that, but like he, you know, is a OnlyFans superstar, or whatever, and he had an encounter with a transsexual woman. And he was, you know, basically giving the woman for head or whatever. And then it was just like, you know, is that considered gay? Like, or because it's like she identifies a woman.
Ready. Like,
is that not, you know.
But wait, hold up. Hold up. I'm guessing she was pre-op. She wasn't fully switched over to being a woman.
No, she had a dick.
Yeah, she had a dick.
From the waist up, it was a woman. Like, is that what you're saying? From the waist up, it was a woman.
That nigga
like,
had titties. That nigga had titties. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
OG. I don't know.
Cause I don't like it. Ain't like that woman had a dick. No, that nigga had titties. That's what it was.
Wow.
And he nutted on
like
that nigga beard.
It sound like it had some length. Oh that, wait,
that
what?
Nigga, he nutted on that nigga beard, yo, and he showed it.
Oh wow.
But he don't feel that's gay though.
He had like Tank's comment.
We in that neighborhood for sure.
Oh my goodness. Shit.
Fuck,
I don't know. Because I do feel that when a man and a woman does something, regardless of what they do, does it make them gay or lesbian one way or the other? But this is slightly different.
You sure?
I mean, what do you mean, am I sure?
Because Anomaly, stay trying to peg a motherfucker.
I mean, I feel like if Anomaly was married to a man and he decided to let her strap up and fuck him one day,
he's gay.
I don't...
Hands down.
I mean, technically, biblically, it's not because a man didn't lay with another man. That's
you
not a man that he's with. That's a woman.
Asshole.
But it's a man's piece.
No, I mean,
Jay, no straight man wants to feel anything in his ass. Come on, man.
Not even a tongue.
But you see, that's just it. Y'all don't even understand the amount of pleasure you can get from just a prostate.
I mean,
massage.
I'm just asking.
Are you talking about coming from a woman? We don't understand. Come on, man. Yeah, coming from a woman, y'all don't understand how a tongue feel in my ass. I mean, you a woman. You know. Listen, no straight man can get ate out and feel like a man after that, unless he do pornos, and he's that's still suspect.
I disagree.
Terrell, coming from a woman and Jay.
No, because as soon as a man says or admits that he enjoys it, first thing that's going to come out of any additional man or any other man's mouth is he is gay. So for us to express our feelings on it is very much valid.
So you're telling me that you're gonna look at that guy the same exact way after you peg him and lick his behind and all of that stuff. You're gonna be able to respect him and be like, you know, listen to him and look at him, you know, in the highest regard still that you started.
He's still a man.
I would say yes or no. It was like, you know, but he still took a couple shorts.
Sorrel, you're stupid.
For me personally, for me to want to peg a man, I have to see something in him that makes me feel very creative. I'm gonna say creative, just because it's not gonna be just a pegging. There could be a lot of other things in it.
Like what, but, anomaly?
Yeah, make it plain and simple. Right. We need to know.
I could ask him to use ice, put that in his ass. I could ask him to tie up his member for a little bit of pain while he's jacking.
Just the dark side of the porn site.
Okay. y'all asking for
that page 259.
It's 259. It is, yo.
So I mean, it's just a matter of who gives me that creative spark to make me want to dominate them as a man, because it's not all men that I want to dominate.
Right. So check this out.
They have to make me feel creative, like, oh my God, I see so many things I can do with him.
Or to him. Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. So no, you're not necessarily saying that you see some femininity into him, or you see that he could be like that. That's why you want to do that. Or you just saying that he inspired you.
Yes. He inspires me to just be creative and think of all fun, amazing ways to find ways to give pleasure and pain at the same time.
So are you saying the more creative or freaky or sexual emergence that he gives you, you know, that's gonna, you know, spark that? Like, if this dude's just like with everything, you know, that you just never knew about, then it's just like, let's go another step. Like, versus if he boring, you're not going to think of that?
No, it's not a matter of him being boring, because a dominant man is not boring at all. And we find a lot of creative things to do. Him more to me there versus me to him. But me as a dominant is very different than me as a submissive.
Yeah. Hey, real deal.
Yo.
In the words of Riri, she anomaly going to be like, you like that? You like that?
Right.
Oh shit, Jay. How you feel about that? You be trying to dominate niggas, or you letting
not at all. Dominate. I'm a complete submissive.
He a complete submissive. So go ahead, real deal, please.
Oh yeah, because when you said that, and because you said that, you know, and of course, you know, I want to take it back a little second, because you know, you said you come out sophomore year of high school, 16. So, but you have previous relationships. So with those females, you know, were you submissive to them? Were you dealing with more, you know,
right? Did they fuck you, or did you fuck them?
Submissive women or whatever. Oh,
there was no fucking of any sort. But when it comes to people who are more effeminate than myself, I find myself gearing into a more dominant role, if that makes sense. Like, if I'm with a straight nigga, I'm gonna be kind of, a more masculine guy. I'm gonna be more submissive. Versus if I'm with someone who's more feminine than me, I kind of take on the more dominant role.
Huh? A straight nigga? How you with a straight nigga?
I mean, they classify themselves as straight. Whatever helps them sleep at night.
So you don't feel like that disrespectful if they consider themselves straight dealing with you?
No. I don't.
Jay's enabling niggas.
Why are you saying that?
He is. No. I got to clarify that for the Wave Nation audience. You know what I'm saying? Because they all listening. What Jay just said, he trying to broaden the pool the pool of ass. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he not minimizing the pool of ass. Because just like he let niggas know it's okay. It ain't gay if you say you ain't gay.
No, that's not what he said. That's what they classified themselves as. That's not what he classifies them as. That's what they
He said if it helps them sleep at night. So if they be like, I ain't gay, well, what if it help you sleep at night, but your dick's still in my ass?
I mean, first of all, these particular guys I'm not in a relationship with. I can't be in a relationship with somebody who is still living a double life. Like, I can't do that. These are just niggas that occasionally I chill with. We might, you know, engage. We may not.
Wait. Are they straight?
That's what they call themselves.
What?
They got girlfriends.
What?
Some of them do.
Oh, man. A lot of people feel some kind of way with niggas that's being bisexual.
I agree. A lot of them just know.
They say a man can't be bisexual, though.
How can you?
What you mean?
Go ahead and explain, Jay.
I'm curious. How can he not be bisexual?
Because
we're using made up names. Okay, so this is.
it's either you're gay or you're straight. There is no gray.
So what am I? What am I then?
A predator. A predator.
A girl, female can be, but a guy can't.
She wolf. That's what you are. The big bad wolf. Tell me, what am I? You know what you are. Ask the mirror.
Wait a minute. Did you say a woman can be considered bisexual, but a man cannot?
Yeah, gender rules, man. Gender rules.
Really?
He really said gender rules like you're putting butter on it. Gender rules. We having gender rules with for dinner with the. Explain, Terrell. Explain.
Well, I'm just saying, like, as far as, you know, a girl takes or whatever, per se, and then this is just from what I've heard, you know, a guy, you know, once you're inserted, it's just like, you know, you're just gay, like, that's it. Like, if you deal with a man, you're
always
gay.
The giver, then. Okay, you are inserted, you're the giver.
Or just dealing with a man, like, once you deal with a man, you just written off as gay.
How do you come back from being inserted?
Okay, so... Okay, but listen, though. But I would have to disagree with that, only because I feel like that comes to where, I guess, some straight guys are closed-minded as it pertains to gay men. I feel like certain women can be the same way. Like, just because this nigga did something with a guy doesn't necessarily mean that he can't genuinely be into both. I've had a guy who asked me to be his boyfriend while he had a girlfriend. His girlfriend was okay with it. Me and this bitch spoke on the phone. We were cool and everything. Met up, chilled, hung out. Bitch cool as fuck. However, me, I wasn't with it only because he told me that this bitch would come first and I don't play them games. But that's just to say that she was open-minded and she was with it. So I feel like he genuinely liked both. His ass had never been penetrated. He just liked dicking us both down. And he wanted us both to be with him.
Jay.
He wanted to try it. Hold on, that sounds pretty cool to me.
Jay.
What's up?
Jay.
Yeah?
Jay. Jay is finessing niggas on this platform, yo. He is letting niggas know it is okay to have both. Jay, how, sir?
Wait. Well,
how, Jay?
I can't really explain it. That's Jay, because
he asked you to be his boyfriend. Jay, he asked you to be his boyfriend. That's not gay. Uh-huh.
I didn't say it wasn't gay. I said he can be bisexual. That was the topic of discussion, that niggas can be bisexual.
Niggas can be gay and so happen to like chicks. Just like you so happen to like dick. You know what I'm talking about.
I feel like you can like both.
Agreed.
I personally feel that you can like both.
I mean, you can like what you want. You know what I'm saying? This is a free country. You can like what you want. But just accept that what it is. If you penetrating another man, son, okay, I'm gay. Live with it. If you penetrating a girl, you like fish too. You know what I'm saying? So he likes both. He likes what he likes. If he likes a plastic doll or he likes fucking trees, He just so happened to like fucking trees too. So you gotta just accept what comes with it. I don't like broccoli all the time, but I also eat it. You know what I'm talking about? So just like, yo, son, I'm gonna be like, I don't fucking like it. Yes, I eat vegetables. That don't, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a vegetarian. Like, come on, son. Like, he wants you to be his boyfriend, Jay. That's gay.
Ready. And then just, you know, still in that rim of things, you know, with, you know, you saying that you never definitely, like, you never had sex with a female or a woman, like, how do you know, that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, like that?
Right.
Because when I can look at something and it just makes me want to throw up in my mouth, I know I don't want it.
Oh, my God. It's like that.
Do it.
Your mouth.
So that's how men, that's how straight men feel when it comes to gay sex.
And I completely understand that, which is why I don't push nobody to do nothing. If you don't come to me, it won't happen. I don't want it. I don't want no parts of it. I just don't. It's disgusting. I don't see how y'all go anywhere near it.
So you're offended by PDA?
No. Not at all.
What's that?
you know, when you out with your little sugar, and you know, you make
with sugar,
but like, does that, you know, when you see you don't feel any way when you see, you know, a man may smack a girl on her butt or they kissing or whatever, like when you out, they dancing and stuff like that at the club per se, like that doesn't, you know, gross you out?
It really does not. The only part that grosses me out, because I've had some friends and some females who've tried to force themselves upon me.
Chicks try to force themselves upon you?
Yeah, they just felt that I, in their words, I just needed a good piece of pussy and I'll be fine.
Damn.
I didn't want it.
Wow.
Did you try it though?
Damn.
No, ew, no, because no. Oh God, no. I just could not. It doesn't disgust me to the where just the mere sight of it does something to me. Like, for example, I can watch it on TV. I can watch straight porn. That doesn't bother me.
Hold on. How? Oh, never mind. I can see how.
Okay, I'll break it down, but since you got it, we could.
I can see how.
So, yeah. But it's just when it's being presented to the thought of me having to do that to it, I just can't do that.
I'm saying though, like, you never seen like a Pinky production, or you never, or like, let's say, you know, the most pretty, like, well, I don't know, maybe not to you, but like, in the words of Paz, like a pretty pussy, like the ones that just
hold up. Let me stop y'all right now. To see how y'all are trying to convince him. What if he's trying to convince y'all? Then y'all would be so offended that he would be like, What about a pretty dick? You know, it's all smooth and you just want exactly the
anomaly.
You see how it's different.
Anomaly. What? I understand that because I look in the mirror every day and I notice.
Oh Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I get it.
So are you wondering if there's another one out there that looks just as good as yours?
In the multiverse? Another me?
No. See, you see how y'all just trying to set him up?
We're not setting him up.
No, I'm saying y'all trying to set him up in the sense of you're just like, oh, so what about this? What about this? And he's not asking you guys about the same thing with other dicks.
Listen,
or other guys.
We're not talking about, like, dicks is beautiful dicks. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the world revolves around dicks. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, I told you. I ain't afraid to tell somebody they're handsome or we look good, young king. You know what I'm talking about? So we just asking questions that people want to ask and that's afraid to ask it while we got Jay on the line.
Yeah, but I just feel like if a guy was doing the same thing to y'all, a gay guy was doing the same thing to y'all, y'all would be so offended and feel like they were
pressuring
you.
No, we're not.
Oh, you've never tried it.
Listen.
You never tried it. So what about a dick? What about this?
Nah, Tank tried to do that to us. Tank tried to do that to us. He tried to set us up. And no, just like when Jay was saying it repulses him, we didn't get offended. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, did the women get offended? We'll find out. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, we just asking questions and Jay answering them. Notice how Jay didn't say none of this? You did.
Well, I am offended.
You don't even got a dick.
But you know what though?
I do too. Oh, I got a bag full. What are you talking about?
I was about to say, I forgot who I was talking to.
Don't play with me.
You stay trying, trying to fuck niggas.
What?
That probably was a long ass segue so she could drop in. I'm trying to fuck niggas. Real deal talk, man. Talk, man. Anomaly, stay trying to set us up.
Nah, because I want to know, like, because you had like a food or a dish, like you may like pie, right? But you may not like blueberry pie, but you like strawberry pie. It just may need to be presented to you in a different way. Like, it's not that you don't like pie necessarily, you just don't like a certain way. The same way, you know, it's positions that you may like, and then it's some position that, well, I don't know, you probably like every position, but still. it's certain people who just like they shit they certain way. Like, you know, we got vegetarians and you got people that eat all different types of other shit. So that's why we asking.
And I'm perfectly fine with that, but I don't want any parts of it, me personally.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I'm not offended by that. That's like a setup. That's like reverse psychology. You know, it's just like...
But I do have a question, though. I do have a question for y'all now that Anomaly brought up the point that she brought up.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder, like, what makes a guy go from fucking bitches to fucking niggas?
I got an idea.
What is that idea?
Drugs.
Oh. No.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you why, though. Let me tell you why this weird theory. You know what I'm talking about? People are genuinely curious. You see what I'm saying? Just like how we watch pornos. A lot of people don't say it's gay when men have threesomes or they sticking a dick in the chick at the same time. How is that not gay? Your dick touching another dick. It's penetrating the same chick. Just because it's a chick in the mix doesn't mean it's not gay. So, dude is super gay. But check this out. The reason why I said drugs, that's not answer D, all of the above, by the way. Let me just clear that for people to be like, huh? How could he say that? I'm just saying that's one example. Here's the example. When you are high, super drunk, I ain't gonna say Henny make you gay. You know what I'm talking about? But drugs and liquor, drinks and getting high and shit make you gay. Because think about it. When you high, you inebriated, your defense mechanisms are a little down and you care a whole lot less. So when people share blunts and shit like that, we can't share no blunts now because of COVID. Please be safe out there. Don't be sharing blunts no more. But if you sharing blunts, the blunt is getting wet. His spit is on the blunt, and now your spit is on the blunt.
Ew.
You basically tongue kiss that motherfucker, and y'all getting high together. Why a lot of niggas like to get high with other niggas? You know what I'm saying? And then people do drugs with other niggas. It's no chick in sight, but you popping Molly and doing shit like that. We're the women. You see what I'm saying? And then if you drunk, you don't really give a fuck. You doing threesomes. You motherfucker got it. You don't give a fuck. You know what I'm talking about? So the level of being inebriated, you not caring, can make things accidentally happen. You know what I'm talking about? So it's just like, you ever been to a frat party or a party where, I ain't gonna say a bunch of white people, but they do a lot of gay shit. So you ever been
talking about people who don't smoke or drink?
All right, so check this out. The people who don't smoke or drink, they wanted to do it anyway. Because you are totally coherent of what's going on. So you want to do it. Just like people don't think it's gay to be at a party, and you could be asleep at a party, and you wake up, there's pictures of men dicks on your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? How is that not gay? How? You see what I'm saying? But it's all fun and games. So it's in the realm of your perception. You know what I'm talking about? So a lot of people don't say that's not gay. They'll take a picture with their dick in a man's mouth and say that's just fun and games.
No.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, you know about that. Talk about you don't know about that. That's classic fraternity shit. You know what I'm talking about? They taking pictures, he teabagging a motherfucker. How do you teabag? It did not be gay.
They do.
The part that you're saying that part that is not gay, that's the part I'm questioning.
See, Jay keep it real. Jay keep it real, yo. Because it's gay. Anytime your dick is near another man, it's gay. Even if you go to a public bathroom, do not go to the stall next to me. It's one space one.
Not one stall gotta always be vacant.
It does. You can't. Yo, let me tell you another. Tell me, is this gay, Jay?
That the game we're playing now?
Yeah, wait, the game was over, but I got another situation because I just believe it was fucking gay. So.
Okay.
I'm in a week. I'll go to this I go to this, this is at work, so I go to this reward ceremony, right, for all the people who are doing really good at their jobs, right? So, I got to use the bathroom. And the district manager offered me a higher position, right, in the lobby. And I was like, let me think about it. I got to go to the restroom, right? I go to the restroom. It's two stalls, and then you got to go behind the stall. They got a handicap stall where you can shut the door, but it's two urinals. So I go to the urinal and pee. You know what I'm saying? Then he comes in there, and he was like, Mario, just think about it. Just think about it. I know you say you had to think about it, but just check this out. Let me show you how far it is. And he proceeds to go to the urinal right beside me. You see what I'm saying? While I'm still peeing, he's talking to me. For one, that's very uncomfortable. I finish? Can I finish? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I want to be polite because I'm like, all right, he is the district manager. You know what I'm saying? He could be talking about some bread, right? You know, and I'm a man. So fuck it. I'm straight about mine. But it was weird because now that in retrospect, I don't know if this was on some crazy shit because you know that it's a little wall, it's a tiny wall in between the stall. So he leaned on the wall with his phone and was like, let me show you how far it is.
No.
So I was okay, just like, I was like, whoa. I was like, oh, okay. But I don't remember him actually showing me how far it was.
Did you block out the situation? Was it traumatic for you?
I don't know because now I'm thinking about it. I was like, yo, I don't remember him showing me Google Maps.
I have a question though. Was he African American?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
Talk like to me. Why man. Did you say that?
Because that's not an African American man would have just went in the stall and continued the conversation. But I feel like with other, you know, other races, other backgrounds, they tend to do things a little differently, being completely oblivious to, I guess, personal space or what may consider common or common sense to us. They do things a little differently. And I feel like even when it comes to mannerisms, some other races can do things and they'd be like, oh, okay. But then if a black man does it, oh, he gay. So that's why I asked, you know, what he was. Because I do feel like that makes a difference.
Wow, that's interesting.
Now that opened up a whole different door because, you know, you're talking about race and gay and stuff like that. Is it a difference between being, you know, a black gay man or versus a white gay man? Is it the same privilege just because you're gay? Like, is it a camaraderie type thing or is it like a segregated type
good
thing?
Good question.
I feel like a white straight man can be... He's more free to be flamboyant or have over-the-top tendencies and it just be looked at as, oh, he's just the white man. Whereas if the black man does it, he's automatically going to be categorized as gay.
So you're saying that with the flamboyancy, like, is it like, because it's a difference because I know some people kind of get flamboyancy misconstrued because like flamboyancy to me is more say like when you like dragging out your haze or what's and such versus, you know, you just having a caring heart for somebody. Like it might be like, oh, you gay if you feel like, you know, somebody was hurt and you're like, oh, you okay type thing versus, you know, just, you know, like you said, just being OD over the top.
Right. How does that sound, Ty? What do you mean? How did that sound? Dragging out your haze. How did that?
Chill, bro. Chill. Not happening.
But I see where you're coming from, and yes, I feel like there's a difference. There's just a difference.
What's some of the major differences that you see?
Well, shit, I can't really pinpoint them. I mean, but in everyday life, in the shit that they do in movies and on TV, they can do certain things. But if a black man was standing beside him doing the very exact same thing, like, I can't give you specifics, but I know if a black man was standing beside him doing the very same thing, the black man would be considered gay. I mean, I wish I did have specifics for you.
I mean, I kind of get it. I get it. Just like the frat parties. Yeah, a lot of white people do a lot of gay shit at frat parties.
No cap.
So they said it ain't gay, but if a black dude do it, I don't know. It's still gay to me.
Okay. Perfect example. Okay. There's this show that my mom watches. It's this white family.
What, CBS? It's a white family.
I don't know. It's a white family. It's like a reality show. The Chrisleys or the Christians or the.
Yes, the Chrisleys.
So, yeah, with him. So, if a black man was to do the same shit that he's doing, there is no way that anybody on this earth would say anything other than the fact that he's gay.
Oh, no, but see, it's just, I think that's a matter of entertainment, because me and my sister, we have our own little theories about Mr. Chrisley and his arrangement with his wife.
Listen. All I'm saying is, as far as America's where some people are concerned, they view him as a straight man. But if he was black, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying.
So, and I mean, I don't know the Chrisleys. I don't know anything about that. So, is this man like painting his nails? Does he have the new bags over his shoulder? You know, the little pocketbook thing, looking things. Like, is
no,
that?
He just has a very. He just has a lot of effeminate ways, in my opinion.
Yes, he does. He really does.
Damn, man. I don't know. That's tricky because I've seen some men like that. They say that's metrosexual. That's got a lot of effeminate ways, but they not gay. Like Prince.
And how many of these metrosexuals are black?
A lot.
But see, that's just it. The way you usually categorize metrosexual is that they like feminine stuff, but they still like women. But some of his mannerisms kind of straddle the line.
But I don't know, because a lot of people have their different opinions about what metrosexual is, because I've been called metrosexual just because I like to dress very sharp. Yeah, I know, right? I know me, right? So I like to dress like very sharp, 3-piece suit. You know what I'm saying? My nails is clean. You know what I mean? Like, and shit like that. And I carry myself a certain way. Some people are like, oh, metrosexual. I just think people don't really know what terms mean. And they just say things.
No, I think that people think that if you take care of yourself, if you look anything other than a thug, then you have to be metrosexual if you're straight, and gay if you are obviously gay.
Damn, that's another trauma.
No cap. If a dude go to the nail salon, like, it's like, nah, that's kind of iffy. So like, you only go like once a year to get like, you know, your feet, but you can't get no clear polish and stuff. Like, you just gotta just get your nails done and that's it.
But yo, no woman likes dirty nails.
No, we don't.
And no,
that's unattractive. That's unattractive because you can't even. Son. Because it's unattractive and it's not business. If I'm in business, so if I look
hygienic.
At a man, it's not hygienic at all. So if I look at a man in business, you're looking at your mouth, your feet, and your nails. So they looking at your teeth, looking at your hands, and they looking at your feet. So if you got jacked up teeth, that says about your character. If you got dirty nails, that says about your character, which is your hygiene. You don't really take care of yourself, and you don't care for others because you're willing to shake another person's hands when it looked like you stretch your butt all day. And it looked like it's your feet when you're not taking care of yourself and you're presentable. You get what I'm saying? So if a person had dirty hands, a chick can't imagine them touching them with those filthy fucking mechanic hands. You see what I'm saying? Chick can't imagine you touching on her, caressing her titties, touching her, the Kit Kat with the dirty nails. Come on, man. That's unhygienic.
Contamination.
Exactly. Dirty nails.
There was a whole meme about that, though. They was like, everybody want to be a mechanic till you come home with the oily fingers and you can't touch your wife.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But it's
really, people want to be mechanics?
I mean, I wish I was a mechanic, because that shit cost a lot of money. But I did learn this. It is cultural, too, because
it is.
I like to keep my hands real, real nice and soft. You know what I'm saying? And I did construction before. I did a lot of shit. I had a hard hat and all that shit. But I like to keep my hands real soft. You want to know why? Because women like to be caressed. They don't like to have motherfucking a leathery baseball glove rubbing on their body, giving them scratches. You know what I'm saying? Feeling like a sandy glove. But culturally,
that ass is something different.
I had a Spanish friend who liked rough ass mechanic hands. She said it's real manly, and I was just like, huh, what the fuck? So, you know what I'm saying? You know what that feel like? God damn, sandpaper.
No, God.
Hands that feel like sandpaper. Get the fuck out of here! I'ma rub your booty, and I'm starting a fire. You know what I'm saying?
For them, that's a hard worker. That means that's a good provider. Right. That's why they want that.
Yo, don't say, because some girls be like, if your hands is too soft, they don't want you. Like they feel like, you know, you're not it. Like it's just like, why your hands so soft? Like they say, you could tell a lot by a man's hand.
Yes, because I feel like a man with soft hands has a really sharp mind, because he doesn't have to get his hands dirty. He uses his mind to make money. And
damn
that
it. Thank
sexy.
You, Anomaly. Thank you. Thank you, Anomaly.
Give me the mechanic.
Anomaly got like 10 dick points over there.
I know. No, come on. I love a great mind. Mind fuck me. Yes, mind fuck me. Come on, please.
All right. What's two plus two?
No,
that's not how it works.
Let's do the right about two.
That's not how it works.
What is the secrets to life? Let's talk.
Niggas be like, fuck the math, don't hide that.
Hey, Jay, I'm about to mind fuck the shit out of Anomaly right now.
But see, hold up. You know, you remember how Mecca was saying that she likes a saposexual? She's saposexual, which basically means she likes an intelligent person. Because she's bi, an intelligent person. And yes, intelligence, because you have to get into the mind. A mind is a much deeper connection than anything with the body, because you can say words that can get somebody there. With the body, you still have to touch, and people have their spots, don't get me wrong, but with a mind, you can cultivate certain words that can make them do or come. You can make a woman come by just saying the right words. You can teach her how to come just by saying a certain word.
Give us an example, Anomaly.
So basically, you need a PhD, a high IQ, and you need to think like Bill Gates, right?
No, you just gotta understand what you are dealing with. Like, okay, so if you want to, a really basic level of it, if you want to teach someone or get somebody to the point where they come, a female will come from like kissing them on the neck. Mm-hmm. Whenever you are having sex with them and you can recognize when they're about to come, kiss them on the neck every single time. Then you'll get to a point where she puts that together. A kiss on the neck means she's going to come. So you'll get to the point that you can do that in a public place. Just kiss her on the neck and she will be able to come.
That is sex 101.
Wow.
That's true. Anomaly, give us an example, Anomaly.
I just gave you an example. What you need from me?
All right. Well, see, you know what I'm saying? You're already doing it. Go. What I need from you. Okay. So, Jay, I know you new to the show and stuff like that, but this is the point when Anomaly starts talking like that. We get all quiet, and I judge her sexy talk by how far my dick moves. Cause you gotta stay on your toes, you know. So I gotta keep Anomaly on her toes, you know what I'm talking about, son. I'm just fucking around. But it is true though. It is true. So I ain't gonna use names and stuff like that because she's shy. But I was dating this girl in my younger days, and we was riding the city bus, and we haven't done it yet, but we mind fucked each other so hard on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
We fell asleep.
What? Nah.
So we said we gonna fuck each other so hard, and how many positions, what we gonna do, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna bend you this way, I'm gonna have you this way, she gonna go down that way, and I'm gonna finger that way. You know, we were just saying a lot of shit, what my tongue can do, what we gonna do, how I'm gonna touch you, how I'm gonna caress you, how I'm gonna massage you, and shit like that. We just talked so hard, we fell asleep on the bus, yo. And almost missed our stop. And we didn't even do it when we got to the house. We were just exhausted like we already did it. I swear I probably needed a Newport. Probably needed a cigarette after that. So, yes, you can literally mind fuck somebody. And I've heard Anomaly almost talk the drawers off somebody. So I do get it. I do get it. Anomaly will be like, don't you want me to be happy?
People like me to be happy. What do you want?
Right. That's what you want. You want me to be happy. And I'm going to let you make me happy. Don't you want to make me happy?
I'm not really concerned with your happiness.
Shit, I heard you tell a bitch that. And it was, oh!
Yeah.
But yeah, Jay.
What up?
Son, so we're going to wrap this up. Because we could talk all day. It's so many questions and things of that nature. There's going to be, you know what I'm saying, fucking part one and two. But before we go, give us some words of wisdom. You know what I'm saying? What are some things you can leave us with to educate us on the perception of what people call homosexuality, gay, or LGBT, or just some awareness that we can leave with?
Ah, shit. Well,
yeah, he probably ain't got nothing wisdom. He just said, I just like fucking niggas. What's wrong with that?
Nah, but for real though, like, I do think, like, even in the gay community, even though we, as some of us feminine guys, want a certain type of guy, we shouldn't have to pay for them. We shouldn't have to work extra hard to get them. If it doesn't come naturally, it's going to be what it's going to be. We need to conduct ourselves a certain way and not just do things because it's expected of us as gay people.
Mm. So do y'all pay $40 too?
Two?
Why are you playing? Why is he talking about the $40? Seriously?
No. $40.
Anomaly, what happened? What's the $40 about?
So the $40 is the amount they know they're going to have to spend on a woman in order to at least
the base rate
get their foot in the door, at the very least. At minimum, $40.
Nobody offered you $40 before, Jay?
I think I would be offended if somebody just offered me $40.
I told you. Hold on. I told you. Sadiddy bitch, say what?
Man, you don't know what you could do with $40? What you mean?
Nothing.
Wait. No. We're gonna have to table this.
Yeah, let's table this for the next time. Jay's gonna do some research and realize what $40 is. Realize he could have been making some money this whole time. Yes. You already know what it is, man. It's Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do?
Yo. You already know it's your boy, the Real Deal Ty. We in the building. Wave Nation, real people, real conversation. Shout out to Jay. Appreciate you coming through. Much love. You already know what's going on. Let's get
Thanks,
it.
Bro.
In Anomaly.
You already know, guys. Play safe. And if you have any questions that you want us to ask Jay, hit us up on our Instagram page.
I know, right?
So there you have it, folks. Wave Nation, real people, real conversation.